Skyboat Media presents Fragments, The Seekers Series, Book 1, by J. A. Webb. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. It is the year 2158, and hegemony has fallen. But the order, the one-world religion, remains, securely ensconced as the unseen power behind all human government. Should any desire for truth be rekindled in the hearts of men, the order stands ready to stamp it out. Chapter 1. Father Curtis, priest of the Order of the Eternal, entered the room and faltered mid-stride, gagging at a sudden nausea. An unnatural chill penetrated his bones. By instinct, he searched for the source of this unseen assault, even as his conscious mind rejected the possibility. Carved marble walls, high coffered ceilings, and intricate tapestries framed the space, all a backdrop to the table where, at its far end, a man sat. Curtis's stomach lurched again. The bishop? Why in the eternal would he be here? Impossibly handsome. The bishop could have been a statue of a god. Still, Curtis shivered to be in his presence. The man as devoid of human empathy as the cold marble from which the room had been carved. The bishop leaned forward. Curtis stiffened. Time slowed. His vision swam. The room elongated, and the granite table narrowed, stretching away like a highway disappearing into the distance. Something like a spider's legs began crawling, prying at his mind. He closed his eyes and concentrated on his breathing. Of all the overactive imaginations, get yourself together, Curtis. Under control now, he approached the end of the table where a footman held a chair. He sucked in his breath. Lind, the high prosecutor, sat near the bishop. The bloody inquisitor was at this meeting. What could they think he'd done? When Curtis bowed toward the two, the weakness in his legs threatened to unbalance him. He sat, eager to be off his feet, and locked hands between knees to still their tremors. Across the massive slab, the bishop remained motionless, fingers steepled before his lips. His pinkies began to move, tapping to some unheard melody. He tightened his eyes into slits, and a veil behind those golden brown orbs fell away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?